I mean, he is back in coaching. It could be the time. All right, welcome in. We're gonna Scott. Oh, the whistle. Yeah, no, it's true. I gave up. I went down with the ship years ago. We did some Lions at 3 o'clock. If that interests you, no problem. But we want to turn the page to the Tigers a little bit, as we will take you into Tiger baseball. And I feel like I have to speak slowly for certain people in this town. So I'm just going to say this nice and slow. There is no panic. There is no hyperbole. There's no freaking out. There's none of that. But when a baseball team loses 7 out of 8 and looks the way the Tigers do, and they've just completed a quadrant of their season at a 500 clip, and it's approaching a trade deadline, we're going to talk about it. That's what sports are for, okay? So if you're on the bought and paid for program and you just want everything to be perfect all the time, here's your spoiler alert. Turn the effing channel, okay? We're sports fans. So we don't need to freak out. Tigers are still a really good ball club. But this losing streak, or the 8-game clip, could part of it be, you know, be, hey, you know what, all-star break. They got a huge lead in the division. They've lost focus. Yeah, I've never mocked Rico's opinion on that. I think they're men. They're not machines. Yeah. It's a 162-game season.
Hard to stay focused.
It's a grind. But I do think these 8 games have kind of exposed a little bit, which is this is what playoff pitching looks like. And, like, even last night, Skeens wasn't on his A game. That was a B. I was talking to Caputo earlier. That was a B-minus Skeens game. And he dominated you. And the weekend in Texas. Now, Texas has a playoff-caliber staff. Mind you, you missed 2 of their best 3 arms. Mm-hmm. And they still dominated you. I mean, Kumar Rocker. What? I thought the guy was dead. But look, here's my question. 51%, 49%, okay? It's scales of justice. It's not 100% zero. It's not everything's great, everything's terrible. The level set is the Tigers are a good baseball team. Now, whether they're very good or great, that just depends on your perspective. I want to know what you think is more real. Tonight is game 102. Is it the first 60 games or the last 40? What's more representative of who they are? The team that was, you know, 25 games over 500? And people were calling the station talking about shades of the 0-1 Mariners, or what you've got in the last 40 games, a lineup that has looked very uneven. Some of the feel-good stories don't feel good anymore. And a bullpen that needs help. They do. Like, it's okay to say that. I still do not understand how that opinion gets mocked in this town by saying, geez, I'd like to have a bullpen arm. They do rank almost dead last in baseball and swing and miss in the pen. You know, if I could add something to Will Vest and Tommy Canely to kind of bridge this thing, and it was a high leverage guy, man, I think it would really improve you. So I would just like to ask that question. What's more real? And then, has this losing 7 out of 8 opened your eyes or altered your opinion as we approach the trade deadline, which is about a week away, into, I don't want to trade, I need a trade, I need to add. So that's kind of what I wanted to do in the 5 o'clock. You can attack any of that, Rico.
No, I'm more so, I think you're closer to the last 40 games where you've won 20, you've lost 20. I think as the law of averages are kicking in, the gym class heroes, the guys, the hitting chaos that worked so well, where every night it was a different hero, a different Tiger was your Tiger. A different Tiger was out there giving you that key hit, driving in the run, and you were winning games. I think you're starting to see them come back to the mean, come back to the average. And, yeah, I don't think you're going to see that same team. It was very much like the pitching chaos in the playoffs. It worked until it didn't work. And I think with the hitting, it worked, and now it's not. Where we all was like, hey, look at Javi, look at Torque, look at everybody. Well, now they're all kind of going back to what they used to be. So I'm more towards, I'm 51%. Yeah, you're the last 40 games. You're 20-20. And I think that you have to make a move. because you're a playoff team. You're going to be in this thing. You have to, and there's different ways, but I'm starting to lean more and more towards you may need to add a starting arm. You may need to get a number two starter.
Duck, because here comes a cinder block at you, so I'm going to support you on this. I think part of why you're saying this is what I brought up earlier in the show as well, so let me support you. Jack Flaherty, his last seven starts, is rocking an ERA of 7.79. Control's not great. He doesn't look right. He doesn't. He can get it turned around. That's what pitchers do, right? They go through seasons. They go through, I don't know, a good month, bad month. But if Flaherty's not right, think about this. Alex Cobb, the last update you got on the 18th, might be ready by the end of the year. Okay. Job is dead, and Flaherty's not great. Mm-hmm. So it kind of leaves you with, all right, we know Scooble's a stud.
Right.
Olson Mize? Question mark? Right. So I'm not mad at you for saying it, but it has to be tied to the Flaherty thing.
Yeah.
If Flaherty's right, I don't think we're having the conversation.
But he's not.
He just doesn't. Yeah. By the way, and last night was a very expensive start. You know what it did?
Yeah. He got a bonus.
Yeah, it vested his option for next year. Now he's a $20 million player next year if he doesn't opt out. Well, if he keeps pitching the way he's pitching, he ain't opting out at $20 million. So, it was an expensive start last night. 248-539-9797. If you're Rico, you're into the starting pitching thing. I'm not going to yell at you about it. You know I'm more bullpen and right-handed bat. But I think they have needs. And I think the fairy tale beginning of April and May and parts of June, it's awesome, yeah, man. And it bought them the ability. It's a different version of the 84 Tigers.
It is.
They got out to such a wonderful start. It's bought them the ability to lose 7 out of 8 and still have a 10-game lead.
Right.
But has Cleveland chopped 5 games off of the lead? Yeah, they have.
And yeah, by starting pitching, I'm not talking about the latest Skeens rumor either. I'm just talking about going out.
No, I'm saying not 2 days before Saratoga. Don't do that to me.
And getting an arm. Just somebody that you can battle and go 1-2 in the playoffs and jump out to a 2-0 lead. And then, you know, you take your chances after that.
Tiger fans? Question mark? You guys okay out there?
They're okay, I
think. 248-539-9797. I'd like to have a conversation about it. I'm not freaking out about it. And again, they've lost 7 out of 8. I know. And it sucks, but A.J. Hinch's Astros team in 17 had 3 6-game losing streaks. They still won 104 games. It's baseball, man. But I do think it's a necessary reality check, if not for the very intelligent people that run this team. It's a reality check for a fan base that I think has been seduced by some magic. And, you know, look at the month of July, and you guys can go do the homework. Go look at your lineup the month of July. Go look at what Javi Baez has been. Torkelson has been, Parker Meadows has been, Matt Vierling has been. Just go look. Go look. And ask yourself, are those the people I'm depending on in October? Because the last 8 games is what playoff pitching looks like. And your lineup has not held up. And if you're going to tell me, well, everything will be fine when Kerry Carpenter comes back. Look, we love Carp on this show. He's the official Tiger of our show. He ain't Aaron Judge. You're doing a false equivalency routine. You are very heavy with a number of plus left-handed bats. If you can't overcome the loss of Kerry Carpenter, you're not very good in the first place. So just don't do that. Carp coming back will help you stop acting like he's Aaron Judge, and without him, you can't function. He's not Otani. So that's my one big thing. They need a right-handed bat because, you know, look, I'm glad Jamai Jones got his moment in the sun. Can we be done with that? Like, if you think Jamai Jones is coming up and saving your season, I'd be flabbergasted. It's sports.
And that's what I'm saying.
It can happen.
It was like a different hero every night, and now it's more, yeah.
No, now he's Jamai Jones, Rico.
Yeah, that magic is gone.
That's the whole point, right? Always the Ibanez of this year. How about this? I don't need an Ibanez or a Jamai Jones. I need a third baseman. Right. How about I just get the guy?
Yeah.
I don't need a facsimile of the guy. Get the guy. Now, my concern, and I'm not going to yell about it, because you can't yell when a team is 20 games over 500 and they're going to win their division. Not yelling, but I can have a concern. My concern is the Tigers are very committed to a plan that since August of last year has really started working. Okay? I don't think they're going to go outside of that plan in season. I will be surprised if I get back from Saratoga and blockbusters took place. I still think you're going to get one of these better in the margins things.
Right. I think it'll be just like every other sports organization in the city where it was just, yeah, or nothing.
But I hope
nothing major.
Can I get something in the middle ground between what you described and what I described?
I would love for that.
That's all I need.
I would love for that.
But one of these high leverage relievers, you know, I know certain people in this town made fun of this. I don't know why. It seems like a weird hill to die on. But look, if a team like Minnesota is shopping Griffin Jacks, I do think you should call. That's a 14.4K to 9.
Oh, but it'll be expensive.
No one said it wasn't. Stop doing straw man arguments. Cut it out. Like, yes, it'll be expensive. He's under team control for 2 more years. I want to add that guy to my core.
And it also goes to what we've said previously. I look at this as a 2-year window. And right now, I'm not dismissing the rest of the season, but your focus should be on how can we beat the playoff teams? How can we move and get ourselves to the World Series? Are we going to do it by just going in the margins, or are we going to do it by making a move? You need to make a move.
248-539-9797. Now, I'm not breaking your guys' chops. I know it's 80 and sunny and it's gorgeous out. I'm not asking anyone to freak out and yell and scream, but let's have just a conversation about the baseball team. And it is. It's baseball, man. Maybe they do lose a couple more in a row. I'm not freaking about it. I'm only going to freak out if I come back from Saratoga and it's still going on. Now, that's a different thing. But they're men. They're not machines. And they've done a hell of a nice job. And they've made summer entertaining. I think they're going to make the playoffs, and you take your shot.
Right.
I'm with Rico on this. Let's get better. So has the losing streak kind of woken you up? And what do you think is more real, the first 60 or the last 40? And again, more real, it can be by the slightest of margins. 51%, 49%. Who's to blame for the divorce, mommy or daddy? I think daddy 51%, mommy 49%. Right. It doesn't mean one is a saint, the other's a devil.
Right. Good way of putting it.
I don't know. I try to give different examples because I feel like people just can't conceptualize that you can have a slight level of blame for something without them turning it into, oh, my God, you said.
So you're saying the first half of the season didn't mean anything.
No, I'm saying the opposite. I'm just saying I appreciate that it happened, but I do think they're far closer to a team that's 8, 10, 12 games over 500 than 20.
Right.
Yeah, I do. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people next.